Rocky on Parade is modeled after several privately successful initiatives, along with some collegiate initiatives, some of those being Cows on Parade you see in Chicago, Georgia Southern's Eagle Nation on Parade, and most recently, Geckos in Paradise at the University of Hawaii. What we're proposing to do here is to distribute, 12 is our goal for now, distribute bulldogs around town, 30 inches by 50 inches by 2.5 feet wide fiberglass bulldogs, which will be then mounted on cement slabs combined with a plaque that I'll get to here in a minute. As far as the schedule goes, what these bulldogs will be is decorated as a public art initiative by groups of people, professional artists from Chicago and surrounding areas, and maybe hopefully school children involved in that group of people. On January 2nd, we are releasing an open call to artists, which we will, in a 200-mile radius, put out a submission for artists to design a bulldog. And in turn, those will come back to us, and a committee consisting of community leaders, WIU leaders, and my committee will choose 12 award-winning designs, as we say. During that period, we are seeking sponsorship for these bulldogs from local businesses, private individuals, what have you. And they run in the neighborhood of $1,500 to $3,000 if you want to go to the big dog. Boys will be boys. When we get those $1,500 sponsors, approximately 650 of that will go to scholarships for incoming freshmen. It also buys you the bulldog, the stand, the plaque with your name on it, and a $100 stipend to the for artist materials for the artists. So the initiative works well for both ways. We get a public art, a beautiful, unique public art display, and scholarships for incoming freshmen, which we desperately need in terms of freshmen at WIU. April 1st, those submissions by the artists will be reviewed by our committee, and 12 will be selected. April 5th, the sponsors, in order of how they sponsored a bulldog, will choose a designer, or designers for that matter, to help design with their bulldog. Then they have 2 or 3 weeks up until April 30th to revise that design and resubmit it to the committee. So along the entire design phase of this will be overrun or overseen by artists, professional artists, committee members, community leaders, and WIU members. So we're not going to get our intent here is not to have political bulldogs or something of that nature, but a unique public art beautification project. So we'll be overseeing that quite a bit. May 6th, the artists will sign their contracts, and June 21st, they will pick up their raw bulldog, so to speak. September 28th is when the bulldogs are due back at our shop, and then October 5th, or October 3rd, I think that's a tentative date now at the Town and Gown, we're working on that, is when we'll unveil the bulldogs to the town, along with the sponsors and the artists, and we'll have an unveiling of that. October 12th, they'll be in the homecoming parade, maybe at the halftime of football game also, and then October 14th, they'll be delivered to their final location. Now, these locations are going to be determined by the sponsor. So if a business sponsors a bulldog, they will put this bulldog out in front of their business or in a place where they choose. The intent here is hopefully to draw business or people to businesses that I would never go to, make an aware of a new park, so to speak. The dog park comes to mind, something like that. And along with that distribution will be what we call a dog walk that will be distributed at the Chamber of Commerce and all local businesses where families can come, visitors can come, tourists can come, whatever, and get a map of where the bulldogs are. And it's called the dog walk. And then they can go to each individual bulldog around, maybe take in an art show, maybe a theatrical event, maybe go shop in a local business, have lunch at a local business, that sort of thing. And this is intended to be a biannual event so that we don't saturate Macomb with bulldogs right away. The bulldogs will be the property of our committee, and the sponsors can renew and redesign their bulldogs, so to speak, rejoin the litter, as we say, or we can have a whole new round every other year. That's pretty much it in a nutshell. Like I said, about $650 goes to scholarships. The rest goes to the artists. It benefits WIU in the terms of it's a bulldog, and it's seeking partnership with businesses in town. It benefits the businesses in terms of exposure, because this will be all over the website. There will be a page, a unique page on the website that says Meet the Sponsors. There will be also a page on the website that says Meet the Artists. So we have a bio of the artists, a bio of the sponsors. They'll be on all printed material, not to mention the dog walk itself. And then hopefully that's where we stand right now with Rocky on Parade.
Thanks, Bill. This was brought before the Community Development Committee. Donna DeClay, anyone on that committee wish to speak to the discussion that was had there?
Had we initially heard the idea, it was a whole new venue for me, and listen to it. Why not? Let's give it a shot. And it's worked for other venues, and a little trip we took last week or week before kind of opened up some vistas, so I think this would be a good fit.
The research that we've done on similar projects, Georgia Southern, I'd also like to introduce Duke Osler. He's on my committee. He's my resident sculpture professor, so he knows what he's looking at. At Georgia Southern specifically, which is kind of a sister institution to us, the people that sponsored Bulldogs registered a 40% increase in their businesses over that year, which was quite astounding to me. You know, and they recalled everyone from what we would call Discover Western for new incoming freshmen. That's an opportunity for the families to get out and see the town and take a dog walk, take pictures. Alumni have sponsored Bulldogs and come back and taken pictures with their Bulldogs. So it's a substantial increase is what we're seeing. That's hopefully what we're gaining, because a lot of my friends and colleagues are also own businesses in town too. And I'd like to see nothing but this thrive in that way for both parties. So.
Very good. Anyone have any questions or comments for Mr. Howard? Alderman Hanson.
In 2002, the University of Iowa Hawkeyes did a similar project
they
with
did.
The Herkies. I think they did 75 of them around Iowa City, Corville area, and it was quite successful. There was a problem with, I think, two or three of them getting vandalized, and hopefully that won't happen here. But
hopefully. But with any college town, who knows? I mean, we have in our packet that our committee, as I have people like Duke on the committee, and myself, will make every effort if some bulldog does get damaged to repair it for them.
Well, it's a great idea. It was a great idea then in Iowa City, and it'd be great for our community. So
if we had a problem of 75, I would be happy.
Yeah. I'm looking forward to seeing him.
Very good. Any other questions or comments? Ms. Hill.
What about the scholarships? Are they for art students or general scholarships, or
right,
have you decided?
We've talked about it. Right now, they go for College of Fine Art and Communication scholarships, but certainly a sponsor can designate where that goes. If he or she or the business has a daughter in the School of Business or a son in the School of Business, they certainly, we're leaving it to the foundation. To help out. And, you know, even before, we've already gotten three sponsors for a Bulldog.
Very good.
And the foundation is completely on board. And so we're going to let them decide. For now, if they don't designate, then we'll put it towards COFAC scholarships.
Brigitte, any other questions or comments? I would note that Mr. Osler, some of you may be familiar with him. Duke is the artist that we have to thank for the sculpture out on the West Jackson green space at the Rotary space there. Also note in the audience, we have the president of the Student Government Association in attendance, Mr. Markley. Thanks for joining us. All right. Thanks, Bill.
Thank you.